The Veterans Manor building has 52 one-bedroom apartments. Dawn Newfer is with the Center for Veterans Issues, the nonprofit which will operate the site. She says it helps fulfill an Obama administration promise to help homeless vets in a way that's unique in Wisconsin.
What we've created here is a permanent supportive housing product. There's no time length where the veteran can stay. This is their home. And what's unique about it is that it's coupled with wraparound support services.
Newfer says in addition to federal money, the state, local governments, and private donors have stepped forward to help pay for Veterans Manor. The support services in the building include case managers, addiction counseling, a fitness center, and a very large kitchen. A walk-in freezer is just one of the amenities in this kitchen, which will double as a training center for veterans who hope to get jobs in the food service industry. Dawn Newfer says the trainees will help prepare meals for building residents and nearby choice and charter schools.
It's a 6-week training program, then hands-on job experience producing those meals. When they come out after the 6 weeks, then they get placed into jobs out in the community or in the Troop Cafe, which is right next door, which will serve affordable meals to the community.
Newfer says the apartments are already full with a substantial waiting list, suggesting to her that more of these facilities need to be built around the state. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.